Okay, Joe, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, folks, what had happened was they blew my phone apart. So I had to pull the battery and chip out and stuff and reconnect. And Fetcher's got his reports done. He's got some stuff to go do. Now, I want Joel, we had left off about William Casey and about Otis Johnson. Otis was next to William Casey. Now, Casey ends up in a deathbed after Daddy Bush and two of his goons go over and they stick a needle in his temple, give him cerebral hemorrhage or whatever they call it. He got laid on the hospital bed for about 10, 12 days alive, and all the nurses and doctors after his death all were suicided, folks. Either shot themselves in the, behind the ear and in the mouth sometimes, second shot, after I got such a bad headache and I got to shoot myself in the mouth. Or it's car crash, rollover. Usually car crash, rollover. Oh, they were freaking out at the wheel that night. Right, I'd been there. Okay, here's the deal. All the witnesses, doctors and nurses, were suicided within 6 months who worked on William Casey. William Casey was going to testify against Bush. He was out of control, robbed and looted the country with Leonard Milman and the Clintons, and that they were drugging America. He was going to lay it all out and put a stop to it. Because, Joel, I think you were the one that brought to my attention Al Martin in his book, The Conspirators, which I helped get published, mentioned, what was it, 50,000?
Well, what he mentioned was there were 35,000 people, and there were different concentric circles. In other words, there were different levels of who did what. 35,000.
Okay. Now, this is and here Otis Johnson is the assistant to William Casey, along with someone else that I've met. They were the only ones allowed to go to and see William Casey before his death. When he was in the hospital, they told him everything right in front of the nurses, and he was running his mouth about everything Bush had done. He ended up finally dying, but Otis barely escaped that through his life, keeping his mouth shut as a super spook. Now, he was told to sign the E-system so they could control him. That's where they operate voter fraud, sonar technology that they shoot at certain people like me. I'm on the list. So are five other people here in Kansas City. Otis checked it out, found me on the list. What it does is it breaks down the immune system after about 5 years and you die, unless you know what they're hitting you with. Magnesium, potassium, zinc, iron, those things you have to take. Now, as supplements, stay alive. But Otis was assigned there. That's how come he knows about all this stuff and how they were zapping voting machines. And he confided me. Now, this guy is dead. General Fund got arrested, and there were people behind Trump trying to clean things up. I'm aware of it. How far they're at now, I don't know. It's going to take the people to back it up, period. Here was the deal. Otis, as Casey's assistant, had to have a signature of then the Vice President of the United States, Daddy Bush, who was in charge of national security. Most people don't realize the vice president, oh, he's just a bud sitting in the sideline. No, they're assigned to be in charge of national security, period. Now, they report to the president, but they're assigned that job. So he had to have a signature. So he flies out there in an Air Force jet, gets the signature. He's told to go through the Brown Palace Hotel. There's a restroom down there and another door. Go through that door to be unlocked, go across to the Brown Palace, to the old Navari, and knock on the door and tell him who you are, that you're Casey's assistant, and you got to see Bush. Bush comes to the door. They open up the door. They let him step in. He's telling him what he's got to have signed. He said, Mr. President, I hear your voice, but I got to see your face. He pulls his hood back with black hoodie head on. Pulls it back. He says, Otis, if you ever say anything, what you saw in here, he says, I'll kill you. He says, yes, sir, and he left. But he saw him sitting there drinking the blood of an infant, folks, at the old Navari. Leonard Billman, the ex-witch doctor that I married by mistake, okay, her father was the one that hosted these parties. He was one of the 12 disciples of Satan, they called him, the comptrollers of currency for the gray men's empire, all this stolen loot that they had taken. Now, he hosted those parties. His name was Leonard Billman. He took over for Meyer Lansky, the Jewish mob, the Satanists. Meyer Lansky owned Power Financial, Power Bank of Canada. Milman owned it upon his death. Now Larry Mizell owns it upon Milman's death when Milman died in 2004, because they become the host body to this fallen angel that possesses them. And as Otis said, they have 200,000 aliens registered with the NSA. And there's 10 million cloned in Hope, Arkansas that are humans. They have no soul and no conscience. They take them to E-System, set them down in the chair, and they brainwash them, and they go shoot and kill people. Here's an example. The one that left Kansas City, went down to Dallas, spent the night in the chair, went down and shot five New Orleans cops and killed them about 2.5-3 years ago. Okay? I got a picture of him with the one that tried to assassinate me from Kansas City's FBI standing together. I have a picture of that, folks. I looked him up, his name. Bam. I said, oh, my God. Now, these people run the government, and they have under the 1952 to 2012 Alien Agreement and Ed Slade, the U.S. scientist that built toys for him, I met, became a friend with. Okay? And John Lear, who used to go on Art Bell's show all the time, made him famous, good friend of mine, and on my shows. Right now he's keeping his mouth shut for a reason. But his father owned Lear Jets. His father took the contract when he sold Lear Jet Corp in 52 and took the secret agreement to build flying saucers for the U.S. government, which was part of the Alien Agreement. They gave us the technology that they gave to Germany that Joe has pointed out. Now, built 150 for the U.S. government's arsenal that parked it north of Las Vegas out in the hole out there. That's our Air Force, our new space thing. We have had it since the 50s. The technology that we have is so far beyond belief, folks. And I'll add to that, because you have to understand the enemy that we are up against, and it's Satan, and it's these aliens, so-called aliens, all this. And Papoose Lake, Nevada, out near Las Vegas, is where it is, not Area 51. 51 is our test site for helicopters, airplanes, things of that nature. But here's an example of other technology. We'll look up the USS Missouri. It's kind of an oval-shaped boat, got six diesel generators on it. It shoots the death ray. It could have 50 airplanes stacking it, and it's self-contained to where it does it itself, and it only takes a 6 to 8 man crew to operate these things. They run 200 miles an hour across the ocean. It could be out there for a long time. Now, they could sit off what they call the boroughs, the three islands of New York, Manhattan, the three islands. They could sit 300 miles offshore, folks, and they got a bendable laser. It could level all three boroughs, just like the day of 9-1-1, where they tested it, Daddy Bush did, from Area S-4, where E-Systems, a defense contractor, Raytheon, had one of their plants, test sites. A lot of companies do have that are building toys for the government, have stuff out there. They used the Hoover Dam and those six generators to give them enough electricity to do that death ray. And they did it, and they melted the tower down on 9-1-1. Now, they can do the same thing in 3 hours with one boat, 300 miles offshore. They can cut aircraft carriers in half in 3 minutes, operators. Self-contained, 50 aircraft, shooting rockets, bullets, everything at it. Self-contained, dissolves it, and goes back to original source and takes care of it, the airplane. Cuts aircraft carriers in half in 3 minutes. Now, 2 years ago, Trump mothballed all of our aircraft carriers, remember? Until Bolton gets us into an Iranian conflict that we had to take one out of mothballs out of Washington State and park it over there. This is the technology that they are in control of, and they're human beings possessed by fallen angels, which are the aliens. Now, God said there was a war in heaven in Genesis, and the two-thirds fell. 333,000, or a third fell, 333,000 of them, estimated about a million in heaven. Now, we're down here. As old as Johnson said, Stu, whatever lived in your ex-father-in-law that now lives in Larry Mizell, he says, lived for thousands of years before it inhabited Milman. Got to have a host body. Now, this ties to the problem that we have today. It ties to Satanism, New World Order, the great visions of everybody being vaccinated with the mark of the beast, the credit debit. Yeah. You don't carry bank cards anymore, and that just wave your hand. But you got to have that vaccination because it's got the DNA changer. Oh, I love God. Oh, I'm going to take the mark of the beast, and he warns us in Revelation not to do it. But I'm going to do it anyway. Whoa. Now all of a sudden, that person hates God. But that said, Joel, summer solstice is upon us. It's June the 21st, folks. It'll be the night of the 20th into the 21st. It happens every year, and then it changes in December, where they host again in Denver. It changes because it's between the 19th and 22nd, which is the shortest day of the year. Now, these ley lines you spoke of, which Jay Parker brought to my attention and Joel's attention, are these energy grids throughout the planet that they use to bounce their negative, direct, satanic energy into the minds of the people on this planet, the human race. Now, Joel, could you pick up from there? Because you're a prayer warrior. You've seen things. I know what you do. I pray against it myself. We've got to send in more angels on top of them, folks. Everybody be praying for that on the summer solstice. Destroy them. But Joel, would you pick it up from where I've left it?
All right. First of all, the summer solstice will occur. Its peak will occur at 2:43 p.m. 2:43 p.m. Saturday, which is the 20th, not on the 21st.
But they always do the sacrifice that day, the 20th into the 21st. Go ahead.
It depends. And so what you have to do is put your prayers and such things as that of Saturday morning to stay the hand of the executioner. Because what they do is they put their negative energy into the ley lines. On the bottom of your legs are ley lines that are for acupuncture. And what happens is that energy, to twist and flip around, the telluric energy then goes through you up through your feet. So what you want to do is this coming Saturday, you want to pray the blood of Jesus Christ to stay the hand of the executioner, wherever that might be. One of the places is the old Navari. Now, the old Navari has changed somewhat. You can go over there and go down into the basement, and you'll see little curio shops, massage table. But if you go to a certain direction, you'll see a doorway with a security guard. That's the one that leads over into the old Navari from the Brown Hotel.
So I wonder
if you want
Milman
to go by and take a look, you can. You won't get into any trouble or anything. We'll take a look.
Now, Leonard Milman owned the place. Now Larry Mizell does. But Ann Schultz, a billionaire, with his little loan companies around, deal, was a cutout, they call him, front cutout buffer for Leonard Milman. He runs his business supposedly out of the place. Now, I've got a report up on the front site showing the human sacrifice. I'll read it up at the top so people will see what's going on. Now, Joe, go ahead. You pray against it. We've seen it happen. And I saw in that report that's on my site, an Oklahoma TV station grabbed a guy, they videoed the whole bit, and they made a report on it about this guy was kidnapping an infant or a child for the Illuminati human sacrifice. The cops said that because I had gotten an Amber Alert that year out by a freak. Go ahead, Joe.
What he's speaking about is that they will capture small children, usually infants, because that's what they want. And what happened was is that a man who was an ex-con grabbed the child out of a woman's arm. I believe it was in a Walmart is where it happened, in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And so she stopped him. The cops came in, and he wouldn't let go of the baby. So the captain stepped in, executed the ex-con, grabbed the baby. But it was to prove that, yes, indeed, because in his notebook he was saying he was going to get a child that was